Welcome to Network Associates Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Tony Graffanino. Batting second, the DH, Frank Thomas. Batting third, the right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Joe Creed. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting seventh, the catcher, Miguel Olivo. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting ninth, the center fielder, Willie Harris. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Esteban Loiza. For the Oakland Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting second, the first baseman, Scott Hatteberg. Batting third, the third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Miguel Tejada. Batting fifth, the DH, Aribil Durazo. Batting sixth, the catcher, Ramon Hernandez. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Terrence Long. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Eric Burns. Batting ninth, the center fielder, Chris Singleton. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Ted Lilly. And now, play ball. Tony Graffanino batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Graffanino hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Long settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. There goes Graffanino. The throw from Hernandez and he is safe. Graffanino steals second. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ordonez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Konerko hits a line drive towards third. Chavez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 0, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Graffanino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hatteberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 0, and the Athletics 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Creed strikes out. One out. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lee hits a fly ball into right field. Long settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Miguel Olivo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Olivo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Long settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Tejada hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Aribil Durazo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durazo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Loiza fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards third. Creed fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Creed fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris bunts towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Graffanino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Graffanino hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Burns. Graffanino reaches second base with a double. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Graffanino moves to third. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ordonez hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Burns, who is chasing the ball. Ordonez reaches third base with a triple. Graffanino scores. Thomas goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, White Sox. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Konerko is 0-for-1 in the game. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ellis. Ordonez scores. Konerko moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-1, White Sox. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Creed is 0-for-1 in the game. Creed hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Konerko scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Creed moves to second. Miguel Olivo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Olivo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Olivo takes first base on ball 4. Creed moves to third. Lee moves to second. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lilly fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chris Singleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Singleton hits a line drive into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ordonez. Ellis reaches second base with a double. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hatteberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Creed fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chavez is 0-for-1 in the game. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Graffanino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ellis. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lilly fires to first and has Harris trapped. There's the throw to Tejada, who tags Harris for the out. 1 out. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Graffanino is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Graffanino takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Singleton. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Graffanino moves to third. Jeremy Fakak now pitching. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Ordonez strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Konerko strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tejada is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tejada strikes out. 1 out. Aribil Durazo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Durazo is 0 for 1 in the game. Durazo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Graffanino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Graffanino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Creed is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Creed is hit by the pitch. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Miguel Olivo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Creed. The throw from Hernandez and he is out, Ellis applying the tag. 2 outs. Miguel Olivo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Olivo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Olivo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin hits a pop-up off the glove of Tejada, and into shallow left field. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Olivo goes all the way around to score. Valentin moves to third. It's 6-1, White Sox. Willie Harris batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Tony Graffanino batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Graffanino is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Graffanino takes first base on ball 4. Harris moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Terrence Long, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long takes first base on ball 4. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Conurco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Conurco fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Singleton moves to second. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hatteberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatteberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Singleton scores. Ellis moves to third. It's 6-2, White Sox. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Chavez is 0-for-2 in the game. Chavez hits a line drive towards short. Valentin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Michael New now pitching. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Conurco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Conurco is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Conurco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Tejada. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Creed is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Creed hits a line drive into right field. Long settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Conurco moves to second. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Conurco scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, White Sox. Miguel Olivo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Olivo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Olivo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Tejada. Lee moves to third. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hatteberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Valentin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tejada is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tejada hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aribil Durazo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durazo is 0-for-2 in the game. Durazo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Conurco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durazo for the out. Two outs. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hernandez hits a line drive into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Harris is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Graffanino is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. Graffanino takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Graffanino moves to second. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Ordonez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Conurco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Conurco is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Conurco hits a fly ball into right field. Long settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Kelly Wunsch now pitching. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Long is hit by the pitch. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Graffanino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Long moves to second. One out. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Singleton strikes out. Two outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ellis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chad Bradford now pitching. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Creed is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Creed strikes out. One out. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lee is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Miguel Olivo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Olivo is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Olivo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Hatteberg batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hatteberg is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Graffanino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Chavez is 0-for-3 in the game. Chavez strikes out. Two outs. Tom Gordon now pitching. Miguel Tejada batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Tejada is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tejada takes first base on ball 4. Aribil Durazo is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Durazo is 0-for-3 in the game. Durazo takes first base on ball 4. Tejada moves to second. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Tejada moves to third. Durazo moves to second. Damaso Marte now pitching. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Long hits a pop-up beyond short. Valentin can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Tejada scores. Durazo scores. Hernandez moves to third. Long moves to second. It's 7-4, White Sox. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Graffanino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ricardo Rincon now pitching. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Valentin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a line drive into right field. Long settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Harris is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Graffanino is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and 3 walks. Graffanino takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Thomas is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Thomas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Long. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Graffanino goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4, White Sox. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ordonez is 1-for-5 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Ordonez hits a fly ball into right field. Long settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Adam Piot pinch hits for Chris Singleton. Adam Piot is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Piot hits a fly ball into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ellis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ellis hits a line drive towards the mound. Marte reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hatteberg is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hatteberg hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Network Associates Coliseum in Oakland.